the old way of coaching and parenting, fear, control, manipulation, it just doesn't cut it anymore. What worked on us growing up isn't working on today's kids. And if we want to truly lead, connect, and empower the next generation, we need a different approach. In this episode, I'm unpacking what needs to change and how to move from fear-based leadership to one built on understanding, trust, and real influence. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Parenting and coaching doesn't work how it used to. How we were parented, how we received coaching, just doesn't work. Now, granted, there might be that one teacher. I hope for you there was that one teacher or one coach, or maybe your parent, one of your parents, both your parents, who connected with you in a different way. But most of us received guidance, direction, pretty harshly at different times, but we received it in a way that just doesn't cut it anymore for the youngsters. So you do need to change. One of the traps is that we just repeat the same pattern and we're like, well, that got results. But then you seem to run into the same problem again in the not too distant future. Because if you're getting results by fear, by manipulation, by pushing, but then wondering why they're not going as well as you'd hoped, well, it's because, honestly, you're doing it wrong. It was the norm for us. We responded to fear. We responded to manipulation, but it was also creating really bad patterns and habits for us that just didn't serve. And we didn't get the guidance that this generation has gotten around their mental health and their emotional health and what it should be and what it shouldn't be and what services are available for them. We just suffered in silence. And sure, we had more resilience, but man, we're having to unravel so many different things. Think of your thinking at different times, how it gets trapped in patterns that you just don't like. Think of how much effort you have to put into just maintaining certain levels of health or mentally how things are going. So, also granted, there are things now that are seen as good things and they're not necessarily either. But what I do know is that there are things that work. And funnily enough, they're the same things that work in a coaching environment, in a sporting environment, school environment, a business environment. And the ones who are doing all of those things better, this is how they do it. They find a place of connection. They look to empower the people, the youngsters, not threaten, not use fear or manipulation or any of those tactics that always have a negative payoff. I remember working with someone a few years ago and they were telling me how they got results. And that was the question. It's like, how do you feel afterwards, though? And they're like, yeah, generally pretty awful, because I think back of, I reflect and go, it doesn't feel good to have to put pressure on people like that. The other trap around the sports coaching one is, and sometimes the parenting too, is that there's too much focus on the technical, on the detail, on the... I look at people in the football world, the soccer world, and to coach at a certain level, they have to go off and do different licenses. And those licenses are so technically based. And again, nothing wrong with that, but there's nothing there about man management. Nothing of any quality, nothing of any substance. And so they come back out of that and then they wonder why they can't get their team to play a certain way consistently. Even though they've done all the training, they've done all the drills, they should know how to do it. Well, that's because they're dealing with humans, not robots. And they're not using the other strategies of, are they empowering that person? Does that person feel like they have all of the details they need? Is that person being explained in a way that resonates with them? Because we all have different learning styles. We all have different communication styles. Do they feel safe physically, mentally, emotionally? Yes, those other two are important. Because if mentally, if we feel like we're being picked on or being bullied, or our brain's a bit scattered because it's not coming and it's not being delivered in a way that makes sense, or emotionally we're not feeling great about how we're being spoken to, it's just not going to work. And for us older crowds, sometimes we can be guilty of, oh, they just need to be tough and they need to be more resilient, you know, stop being so soft. Yeah, that's what we copped, and it doesn't work because it teaches suppressing emotions. And these generations, they won't cop it. They just won't. They know things can be different. They're learning it. They're learning it in the school system. They're learning it all over social media. They know their rights. They know more about boundaries than we ever did. Sure, some of the things they're learning aren't great, and some of them are steering the wrong direction as well. Even more reason for us to try our best to get this as right as we can, to look to improve, to find better ways to connect. Because connection is key. Something I've been talking about a fair bit lately on the pod is that the best teams and the best individuals too, they don't just focus on capability. They don't just go to the technical skills. They focus on connection. And if you're talking about the individual, connection to self, knowing what their identity is, who they are, at their essence. You think someone says, oh, who are you? Tell us about you. You probably talk about your family, your job, your this, but that doesn't say who you are. That doesn't tell them about that unique way that you show up in the world, how you do things differently, how you think differently, that way that you can get results that other people can't. That's identity. That's connection to self. And that's what we need as leaders, as parents, as coaches, as teachers, as managers. And it's what they need. Connection to self, and then connection to each other, and done in a way that feels good and that seems easy and that makes sense. It's like change management. I've got a book over there on the bookshelf. For those watching, it's that blue one down the bottom shelf. And it talks about you need to appeal to the mental side when you want change. There needs to be logic. It needs to be simple, needs to be easy to explain. But importantly, you also need to get people on board emotionally. And that's our job as leaders for the next generation, is to make sure both of those things are ticked. Of course, if you want good results and you want consistent results and you want that to continue to happen for a long period of time. Because as I said at the start, you can get results in the short term by fear, by manipulation, by pushing, by threatening, but it always comes with a negative payoff for you, for them, and for the final result. And it's why I see now a lot of the sporting coaches that I'm helping is that they're wondering why their teams aren't performing consistently. They've seen them at their best. They know it's there, but they wonder why they can't get it happening all the time. And it's because, like I said, they're using methods that are short-term fixes only, and they need to get inside the head of the people that they're helping, find out how they tick, connect with them on a genuine level, show interest in them. And it's amazing the length that people will go to do what you've asked them to do when they feel that they are genuinely supported, that you've genuinely taken an interest in who they are, what they're about, what they like to do. That's connection. So wherever you are connecting with the next generation, just remember what we used to do doesn't work anymore. And think back to that special person you had in your life, that teacher or that coach that had really left a positive mark on you. And ask yourself, what was that? What did they do? How did they speak to you? What did they give you that maybe you didn't get in other areas? Why did you want to work for them or play for them or do the right thing for them? And then think, hey, well, how can I provide that for the next generation? And double down on that, triple down on that. And not only will you get great results, it will make you feel better than just about anything. To help someone else succeed, to help them have something you didn't have, to help them overcome a challenge that maybe they didn't think they were fully capable of, to see them thrive, to see their parents so excited because they're seeing the progression of their child. There's no buzz like it. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.